Japa Meditation Walkthrough, Brief Description of Shyamasundara's Lotus Feet. If you're holding the book and listening and chanting japa, then turn the book to page 9 for only Krishna's feet. If you want to see and compare Radha and Krishna's lotus feet together, then you can open the Radha Govinda Meditations book to the third page in the very beginning, and on that either side of that, the two pages facing each other, you can see Krishna's lotus feet on the left and Radha's on the right. So you can compare. When you do that, you'll note that Radharani has 8 marks on her right foot. Krishna has 11 marks on his right foot. Radharani has 11 marks on her left foot, and Krishna has 8 marks on his left foot. And when you see, you'll notice one other similarity between Radha and Krishna's feet, that the 11 marks on Krishna's right foot are very similar, practically the same, as the 11 symbols on Radharani's left foot. So that makes it easier for meditation, because the same symbols are in the same places, but on different feet. So now we'll begin Shyamasundara's Lotus Feet Meditation Walkthrough. Shyam's beautiful, glossy, blue right foot. I meditate upon the 11 auspicious markings decorating the bottom of Krishna's right foot. There is a barley corn, or Job Kabij, at the base of Shyam's big toe. A chakra below the barley corn, and an umbrella below the chakra. An Urdhva Rekha, upcurving line, begins in the middle of Krishna's foot and ends between the big toe and first toe. Below the lotus is an unfurled flag. Below the little toe is an Ankush, elephant goad, and a thunderbolt below that, Vidyut. On Krishna's heel, there is an Ashta cone, an octagon, with 4 swastikas in the 4 cardinal directions, northeast, south, and west. There are 4 blackberry fruits, jambu, between the swastikas. These are the 11 marks on Krishna's right lotus foot. Now, I meditate upon the 8 auspicious markings, Mangalachina, beautifying the bottom of Krishna's left foot. A shank, or conch shell, lies at the base of Shyam's big toe. 2 concentric circles are found below his middle toe, and an unstrung bow, Danu, sits below these circles. Below the Danu is the hoofprint of a cow, Gai Kacharan. Below the Gai Kacharan cow hoofprint is a triangle, trikon, surrounded by four water pots, Char Kumbha, Panika Kumbha. Below the triangle is a half moon, Ardha Chandra, and a fish rests on the heel of Krishna. May our minds immerse themselves in remembering the 19 auspicious marks beautifying the lotus feet of Shyam Sundar. Krishnadas Kaviraj says, simply by meditating on Krishna's lotus feet, one will attain all spiritual and material wealth, fortune, beauty, and good qualities. Krishna's lotus feet are the abode of all pastimes. May Krishna's lotus feet be our everything. Govinda Lilamrita, Chapter 16.